My name is Roger Huddleston, and I'm with the Chief Illini Support Fund. The Illini Support Fund is managed and maintained by the University of Illinois Foundation and has been set aside specifically to go ahead and provide some of the funds to educate the student chief in Native American understanding. I thank you for the opportunity to address the board this morning. In the fall of 1959, my dad took me to my very first Illinois football game. And that began a wonderful love affair with the University of Illinois. The game was against Army, and I marveled at all the wonderful pageantry and tradition. The most memorable event of that day was at halftime, when the crowd that I was a part of rose to their feet and welcomed Chief Illiniwek. Everyone greeted this honored symbol with respect. The dignity displayed by John Forsyth, the Chief Illiniwek that year, caused a stirring in my soul that I would understand more and more in the years to come. To me, the chief was never a specific person, but a personification of dignity, loyalty, tradition, and inspiration that I have come to respect and cherish as I have grown older. As a 12-year-old boy, my relationship with the University of Illinois and Chief Illiniwek did not have much substance, other than something special that I sensed was good. I was just a boy. But the chief was someone to be revered because when he appeared, everything seemed to stop. No one appeared to speak, and the crowd stood in respect. He was different than school mascots because he wasn't one. He wasn't a Chief Wahoo from the Cleveland Indians. He wasn't wild and uncivilized. He wasn't a cartoon that encouraged us to pretend we had tomahawks like Ted Turner's Atlanta Braves. He was a personification of a common, noble heritage. He was the symbol of a unifying spirit that could cause a football crowd of 80,000 individuals to become one spirit for a few moments. He did not speak. He had no opinions. He was not a cheerleader. He was someone you never thought to ask for an autograph. He never appeared at grocery store openings. He didn't hold small children while parents shook his hand. He was and is the chief. He's respected for not who he is as the student who portrays him or as a historical individual. Chief Illiniwek is each person's opportunity to affirm what is good about the human race. The chief is a measure of excellence of what each of us should be if we strive for dignity. The chief speaks volumes when it comes to pride of self, although he never says a word. The chief is a unifying factor for a melting pot of people who find common bonds in what is good. The chief encourages, no matter what the score is, reminding all that our worth as humans is not determined by the winning or losing of an athletic contest. And the chief has the charismatic dignity to be afforded full attention when he appears. But if the chief is good, why do other good people object to him? Why do Native Americans who have sincere reasons to question every motive behind every portrayal of their ancestors genuinely object? Why is a student called Chief Illiniwek wearing Sioux clothing and dancing a dance that is not historically correct? If my position and my advocacy are valid, must I not only listen with my heart but with my head and soul to justify my passion for the chief? To lay one's understanding down and seek truth is to become vulnerable, but a sincere effort to attain intellectual honesty and integrity demands this surrender. The chief's own character traits that I have revered for many years required the submission of myself to ask questions that would lay my perceptions open to change. I listened to others. Opinion and conviction, emotion and passion, legend and fact, bias and resolve, political correctness and moral honesty. My personal mission was to intellectually discover what was and what wasn't. I was to take two steps back and look with my imperfect heart for the perfect answer. I studied what I could. I read editorials, essays, and papers. History provided more than I expected as I learned about a vast confederation of Algonquin people made up of many tribes. I learned that these Illini, that the French called Illinois, We're a society and a culture of sub-societies and subcultures joined together by a geographic area and common interest while maintaining specific tribal differences. I learned that the Confederation came together and in spite of their diversity were led by a single leader, a chief. We today are a people defined by a geographic area we call Illinois. We are a society wonderfully blessed by a diversity of sub-societies and subcultures. We have a community that celebrates things right and condemns things wrong. What better symbol to represent all that we cherish and hope for in this world than a human being with character qualities that we all treasure and hold as the measure of character excellence? What better symbol has historical significance and also shares identity with our whole state of Illinois? What better symbol of dignity, loyalty, tradition, and inspiration can represent all of mankind in a sinful world that is still populated by people who, without exception, fall short of perfection? It is to these ideals that I reaffirm my commitment to the chief. It is to these character qualities that I dedicate this poem, The Chief, that I humbly share with you. Centuries back, a noble spirit was born, honored champion greeting each prairie morn. Inspiring his people, a legend bound, excellence was the standard to be found. Faithful to time, his purpose would not wane. Integrity and honor are his fame. Love of his tribe, devotion to his own, loyal to all who call Illinois home. In victory or the darkest of defeat, never wavering, leadership complete. Inherited tradition, year to year, warrior of great esteem, who is held dear. Elect for all time, true and worthy one, kindred spirit for all in years to come. Thank you.